Hi, I'm Nick Porath, and on this edition of Utah State University's Ask an Expert, USU's Student Nutrition Access Center and the USU students providing food to 8 area food pantries. As individuals and families come to Utah State University's Student Nutrition Access Center, or SNAC, to meet their food needs in the coming weeks, they'll get to enjoy the fruits of the labors of other USU students and community volunteers. The student-led project was supported by USU Extension, the Department of Nutrition, Dietetics, and Food Sciences, and USU's Center for Community Engagement, and came about as a way to use the fruit that would otherwise go to waste because homeowners or farmers were unable to harvest it. Last fall, 294 project volunteers gathered apples and other fruit in cooperation with 89 local fruit tree owners. By the end of October, more than 15,000 pounds of fruit were harvested for donation. The fruit that wasn't high enough quality to donate for fresh eating was made into 259 pints of applesauce, made by student volunteers and USU dietetic interns. The applesauce was then donated to SNAC, at a time where many food resources are in short supply at area food pantries. The project was coordinated by Kara Bachman and Amira Farnsworth, both USU NDFS students. Bachman says she really likes the fact that the fruit goes towards training students in new food production and preservation skills through NDFS, and also that the food benefits the students and community members in need. Carrie Durward, USU Extension Nutrition Specialist, developed the Fruit Preservation Project aimed to reduce food waste and increase donations to area hunger relief organizations. The program has also been implemented in Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties. Durward says the ultimate goal is to be able to provide other groups interested in reducing hunger and food waste with instructions on how to provide fruit that would otherwise be wasted and to do it in a way that helps those in need. James Worth, the AmeriCorps Vista, who supports SNAC, said the food comes at a good time for the community, and that we've all been able to decrease our draw on the cash community food pantry, which is helpful to them since special events and other resource-producing activities have been reduced for food banks during these difficult times.